Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Samach Vav Pesachim 66. We learned in our Mishnah that the bringing of the Paschal Lamb is something that overrides the Shabbos. So our Gemara brings today a Braisa that tells us a story about this matter. Tana Rabbanan, our Braisa says on 66a, Halacha zu nis'alma mi b'nei b'seira. This law that the Pesach overrides the Shabbos was forgotten by the people of the B'nai B'seira, who are the Nisim of the Sanhedrin in the land of Israel. Who are the B'nai B'seira? Rashi writes that they were three, that they were Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yehuda, and their names are mentioned in the Mishnah in Adios. And so we know that even though there were three, only one of them was the Nasi, but this halacha was forgotten by all of them. So what happened? Pam achas chal arba asar lios b'shabbos. One time, the 14th day of Nisan coincided with the Shabbos. V'shachachu v'lo yadu. And they didn't know what to do. They forgot. They didn't know in Pesach Tocha as HaShabbos Imlav. They didn't know if Pesach pushes off the Shabbos or not. Va'amru, and they said, Kum yesh adam she'odea in Pesach Tocha as HaShabbos Imlav. They said, is there anybody who knows if the Pesach pushes off the Shabbos or not? The Meiri says, it's not possible that they didn't know the law, because the Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos at least once every 7 years. And so for sure they would have remembered it from the last time that they brought the Paschal Lamb. But the reason for the law was what they didn't know. And so therefore they asked, is there anybody who knows the reason for the law? And so that's how the Meiri explains it. The Yerushalmi says that what happened was that heaven caused them to forget it. So in order to allow Hillel to ascend to his level of being the Nasi, as we'll see what happened. So Amru Lahem, they said, there was an Adam Echad Yeh Sha'ala Mibavel. There's one person who has come up from Babylon, and the Hillel HaBavlishmo, his name is Hillel the Babylonian. The reason why they said that he was Hillel the Babylonian, the reason why they said he came up from Babylon, is to say that for sure he was a wise person. This is from the basis of the Gemara in Ksuvos that says that Ben, a Babylonian who goes to Eretz Israel, is equivalent to two people from the land of Israel. And so that's why they called him Hillel the Babylonian, to say that he was from Babylon, literally. And so therefore, he was a person who was exceedingly smart. And so the Gemara continues, and that Sheshimei Shnei Gedolei Ador, that Hillel the Babylonian had served two of the leaders of the generation, Shemaya and Avtalion, and Viodea Pesach Tochas HaShabbos Imlav. He for sure knows whether or not the Paschal service pushes off the Shabbos. So Shalchu Vikarulo, they went and they called to him. V'amrulo, Kuma Toyodea Ma Pesach Tochas HaShabbos Imlav. They said, do you know if the Paschal Lamb pushes off the Shabbos or not? Amru Lahem, so Hillel said to them, V'chi Pesach Echad Yeshlanu B'Shana Shen Tochas HaShabbos. We only have one offering. You think that there's only one time that a korban coincides with the Shabbos? For Harbe Yoser Mimasayim Pesachim. We have a Pesach, meaning like a lamb here. We have more than 200 of them. The korban tamid every Shabbos, we bring a tamid in the morning and a korban tamid in the afternoon. And we also bring two korban musafs. So therefore, we see from here that there are for sure more than 200 lambs that are brought. For sure they're going to push off the Shabbos. So Amrlo minayin lach lecha. So they said to him, what's your source for this? So Amrlo ham nemar moado b'pesach. It says that it should be brought in its proper time by the Paschal Lamb. V'nemar moado b'tamid. And it says in its proper time by the Karman Tamid, which teaches us mat moado hamor b'tamid dochas haShabbos. Just like in its proper time by the daily offering pushes off the Shabbos. Af moado amor b'pesach dochas haShabbos. So too, the moado that is said by Pesach pushes off the Shabbos. Vod kal v'chomer hu. And we have a logical argument. Ma tamid shein anush kares. Just like the karban tamid, which is daily offering, is not to be kares. Dochas haShabbos, it pushes off the Shabbos. Pesach shanush kares. The Pesach whose punishment is kares. Eino din shadochas haShabbos. For sure it should push off the Shabbos. Miyad, so what happened was, Miyad Hoshivu Berosh, they immediately put Hillel on top of Minu and Nasi. They appointed him the Nasi Aleim. They appointed him the head of the Sanhedrin, the president. And he started expounding the whole day on the laws of Pesach. Hischio Mekantaron, Hillel began to try to give them Musar, to inspire them B'dvarim. He tried to teach them, but he taught them in a very harsh way. Amar, and Hillel said to them, What caused me to come up from Babylon and to become the Nasi over you? The laziness that was found in you, or the fact that you weren't studying Torah. That you didn't serve the two leaders of the generation, Shmai and Avtalion. So some want to say, the Ben Yoyada wants to say that Hillel was only saying this out of his great humility, because really from his own perspective, he was trying to say, I'm not really worthy to be the Nazi. It's just that you didn't properly serve these people. He didn't properly serve Shemaya and Avtalion. And so that's what he was saying, that was the problem. It's not my greatness, it's your defect. But nevertheless, even though he intended for their good, the Gemara is going to tell us, and the Mishnah is going to tell us now, which we won't do here, but if you look at it, it says that Hillel then forgot something. And the Gemara explains on Daf Amud Beis that is because he expressed arrogance. So we see from here the great teaching of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz that this is it's like a chemical reaction. Even if you try to say harsh words to somebody for their own good, when you do this to a person, it's impossible that if you hurt their feelings, even if you intend for good, that you won't receive a punishment for it. That's the teaching of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, and it makes sense in this Gemara here as well.